Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavalle, and it's Friday afternoon, and I'm sitting down and thinking a little bit about sending out a message today, a little meditation. And where my thoughts are going today and where my prayer has been leading me, it has to do something that I preached about last weekend, and I thought I'd like to share it with everybody, because I think we all need reminders. Because of our baptism, you and I are called to be saints. Not just to be good, not just to be kind, not just to be sweet. We're called to be saints. Pope Benedict, in his wisdom and in his insight, said we're living in a time right now where the only thing that we really need is our saints. That we will either become mystics or we will become nothing. We're living in a time when our holiness has to be authentic. It has to shine through. It has to be real. So I think it's only fair that I'm going to share with you some things that I think makes us saints. So I'm going to give a list here, and it's only the beginning of a list, and I'm going to ask you to add to it the things that make a saint. Here we go. Have you ever loved anyone? Have you ever changed a diaper? Have you ever fed a baby? Have you ever burped a baby? Have you ever sat up with a child or a relative or a friend who is sick? Have you ever put a bandage on a knee? Have you ever done laundry? Have you ever folded laundry? Have you ever washed dishes? Have you ever emptied a dishwasher? Have you ever shoveled snow? Have you ever mowed a lawn? Have you ever comforted a friend? Have you ever forgave an enemy? Have you ever patched up a broken or a wounded relationship? Have you ever forgiven anybody? Have you ever defended anyone who was being ridiculed or mocked? Have you ever tried to be a friend to someone who was friendless? Have you ever sent a dollar to a mission? Have you ever put anybody first before yourself? Have you ever knelt down to pray? Have you ever prayed for somebody other than yourself? Have you ever talked to God with your own words? Have you ever gone to work when you weren't feeling good because you needed to help somebody else? You needed to feed your family or take care of someone? Did you ever let a friend choose what movie you're going to go to? Did you ever take the time to ask somebody how they were and take time to really listen to the answer, not with their mouth, but with what you saw in their eyes? Have you wanted to know God more? Have you ever wanted to advance? What do those things that I've just mentioned have to do with anything? They have everything to do with being a saint. It's in the ordinary events of our lives that we offer them to God. Every little bit. Saint Therese of Lisieux gave us the answer. She said, Everything is a grace. Everything. I spent with Father Michael DeForge, we spent 28 years together at Norwich University, going up to us twice a week on Wednesdays and Sundays for Mass and religious education, and just talking to the cadets and the students who were there. And I used to talk a lot about St. Therese of Lisieux to them, and I always use that expression, everything's a grace, remember that. There was one year, and there's a big ceremony that they use at Norwich. It's getting the rings, their class rings. And they used to put something inside the ring. A motto, usually it was a girlfriend's name. I don't know how many times that was changed, but anyway, that's how they started. Then there was one guy, he came to me and he asked me if I'd bless his ring. And I said, sure. And he said, now look inside. And inside it said, everything is a grace. Everything is a grace. Somebody heard. And I have to remember it myself. And when I get out of bed in the morning, I probably do it just like you do. I wished I had a couple more hours. But the very act of getting out of bed can be an act of grace if we do it for God. Do you remember the morning offering? It goes like this. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer thee my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. For all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins and for the intentions of our Holy Father. Everything is a grace. Let's keep growing, little saints. Let's just keep growing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.